Indiana real estate headlines. New Indiana property records tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien research. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized search for Indiana property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IN can cut due diligence time by accessing multiple record types through a single platform instead of navigating fragmented county systems. Indiana.PropertyChecker.com/ to your closing checklist for faster title and ownership verification. Indiana Real Estate Headlines. Indiana Public Records Online Directory now available for IN Real Estate Pros. The Indiana Public Records Online Directory provides a centralized resource for accessing public records in the state. Real estate professionals in IN rely on public records for title research, property history verification, and due diligence on transactions. Bookmark https://publicrecords.nonline.com/state/IN for quick access to Indiana public records during your next property deal. Indiana Real Estate Headlines. Indiana Real Estate Commission's What IN Agents Should Know About 5-6% Rates. A guide explains how Indiana's 5-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split, and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures and negotiation boundaries helps Indiana agents stay competitive and transparent with clients. Review the breakdown to ensure your commission practices align with Indiana market norms. Indiana Real Estate Updates, Indian County Property Appraiser Tools. Help IN pros assess home values. Indian County Property Appraiser Tools let users find home values and view tax assessments through a dedicated record search. IN real estate professionals can leverage these appraisal resources to support accurate valuations and client consultations. Access the search tool at hlishindiancountypropertyappraiser.org/Indiana Real Estate Updates. Porter County IN launches centralized record search portal for land records, liens, and taxes. Porter County now offers online searches for land records, liens, property taxes and assessments, GIS maps, and military discharge copies through a single portal. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence and title research with faster access to critical property and tax records in Porter County. Bookmark httpw.portercountyin.gov/t97/record-searches for your next transaction in Porter County. Indiana Real Estate Updates. IN County and Township Assessors. Access Administrative Code online. The Indiana Department of Local Government Finance provides online access to all department administrative code for county and township assessors. Real estate professionals in IN rely on assessor records and regulatory guidance for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and transaction due diligence. View the complete administrative code at the DLGF Assessors Portal. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Everything IN Real Estate Pros need to know about 2022 Realtor Commission Fees. A guide covering Realtor Commission Fees, how to find low commission realtors, and low fee options available in Indiana. Understanding commission structures helps Indiana real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in a shifting fee landscape. Review the full breakdown of commission rates and low fee strategies for Northwest Indiana at the source link. Indiana Real Estate Updates. How brokerage relationships work. Lessons for IN agents on commission structures. A guide explains how real estate broker commission rates function and how brokerage relationships operate. Understanding commission structures and brokerage relationships helps IN real estate professionals evaluate their business models and client agreements. Review how brokerage relationships work at www.nobroker.in/forum/whatisrealestatebrokercommission/. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.